I'm Christopher Connolly from KERA. It's been the better part of a year since Fort Worth Police Chief Jeffrey Halstead stepped down. Now the city's about to hire a new top cop. The job, though, may not be easy. When the new Fort Worth police chief gets started, he or she will have some internal fence mending to do. In the last year, four black officers have filed lawsuits against the department and former chief, alleging racial discrimination. Similar charges came out from the Latino Officers Association. Pastor Talbin Pope of Bridging the Gap Ministries says the next chief needs to fix systemic problems.
I think we need to do away with the good old boy program, you know, my buddies and promoting my friends, and start really going in the ranks and looking at those who have worked hard and who really deserve the promotion.
The six finalists for the job appeared at a public forum last week. There, the focus was on shoring up the relationship between Fort Worth's diverse communities and the police department that serves them. And that makes sense, given protests in North Texas and across the country over police treatment of communities of color. Joel Fitzgerald is chief of police in Allentown, Pennsylvania. If he's chosen, he'd become Fort Worth's first black chief.
You can't build trust in a community when you need it. You have to get it well beforehand.
Ann Kirkpatrick knows that well. She's bidding to be Fort Worth's first permanent female chief. Before she became a police trainer for the FBI, Kirkpatrick led the Spokane, Washington Police Department, taking the reins at a time of turmoil. She said it took years to rebuild trust.
One event can totally erode relationships. When we talk about trust, we're actually also talking about the legitimacy. Are our police departments viewed as being legitimate?
San Antonio Assistant Police Chief Jose Benales sees a fairly straightforward prescription for officers.
By listening, by being able to explain your actions, provide them some sort of level of equity, and then leave them with their dignity.
Two of Fort Worth's assistant police chiefs are in the running. Abdul Pridgen, who's African-American, says he would build on successful community policing strategies like getting the top brass out to walk the streets and meet residents.
That's how they get to know who you are, identify you as a person, and that's how you build respect, rapport, and understanding, which ultimately increases the relationships. And when you have wonderful relationships, that helps you solve crime.
Kenneth Dean, the other local, also praised programs that put cops into contact with everyday people.
You got a personal individual who you could call, who you could talk to, who you could reach out to in order to discuss the problems, find solutions, find people who can help you with those solutions.
The sixth candidate, Kenneth Munden, retired from the Houston Police Department. He pointed to a huge Labor Day rally in downtown Fort Worth showing solidarity with the police department.
I see what's happening in the country, across the country, and it's disturbing. I see what's happening in Fort Worth. You guys have a rally to support your police officers while everybody else is denigrating their police officers.
City Manager David Cook will have final say over who to hire. He has yet to announce a timeline for the decision. From Fort Worth, I'm Christopher Connolly, KERA News.